Blog Talk Radio. My fabulous ones, my magical tribe of beautiful people. Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. Woohoo! This is your magical mama and spiritual fashionista, Sharona Rapsik. And I am coming to you live today from the Big Apple, New York City. I am so happy that you are joining me today. And guess what? Tonight it's a new moon in Aries, which is my sun sign, and that's going to be coming to you in the sky tonight. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. And, you know, if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I want to let you know that this little show is all about creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, simply by using a little angel guidance and that divine and conscious energy of the magic universe, which we are each a part of. And just want to let you know, the show is also brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and that's the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So when you get a chance, please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, and also you might want to check out the online courses that we offer at Psychic U. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP, and that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So when you get a chance, please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. And finally, this episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City. And that's a nonprofit organization that was formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers who were all inspired by the work of America's psychic, Edgar Casey. So to learn even more, go to www.edgarcaseynyc.org. Now remember, the Edgar Casey is spelled with the Casey spelled C-A-Y-C-E followed by NYC. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit more about the show. It is a live call-in radio show, and we talk about such wonderful topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, you know, tarot and oracle cards, the cycles of the moon, reading palms, holistic healing, the laws of attraction, but we're all about good vibrations, and much more. Now, Magic Universe is on the air live always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. So you can listen to our shows here at psychictalk.net on your internet browser, but if you don't want to do that, you can also listen in on your phone. So you can call in. And let me let you know that when you call in, you can also get a mini reading, an angel message, or ask a question, or just add your thoughts and comments to today's topic, or even just say hello to everyone. So I want to make sure you got that number. It is 714-816-4628. Now, once again, that's 714-816-4628. And one thing, that's just to listen. So if you want us to take your call live and on the air, so I'll know to, you know, go to you if we so we can talk to you. You need to press the number 1 after you get in on your keypad, and that will raise your little hand that I can find you on our magical switchboard. Okay, and we also have a chat room, too, which is on Facebook. Okay, so now that I have gotten all of that information out of the way, then take a drink of water, I am so happy because I am going to be sharing with all of my listeners out there a really extra special guest today. I'm so excited. His name is James Devine, and he performed his first palm reading when he was 11 years old. After reading a pamphlet on the topic that he found in his grandparents' attic, and at the age of 16, he started reading professionally and has studied the art of palmistry ever since. Now, he combines psychology, sociology, and metaphysics. And his unique approach reveals knowledge that is practical as much as it is inspirational. Now, James's mission is to transform the practice of palmistry and save it from the grips of misfortune tellers and charlatans who often misuse the art of, I hope I'm saying this right, is it chiromancy? But it's reading the palm. With this in mind, James has devoted the last 30-plus years on a new way to seek the hidden truths. The divine hand method of palmistry is the result. James combines palmistry in an apprenticeship program and presents workshops across the country and the whole universe. And he is currently working on his first book on the topic of palmistry. So, without further ado, everyone clap your hands. Welcome, James Devine. Welcome.
Hello, Sharona. Gosh, thank you so much for that fabulous intro.
Well, thank you. Everything we do on this show, by the way, is fabulous. We use that word a lot.
Tell.
Because
it's fabulous.
Because you can't have enough fabulousness.
I was joking in the chat on Facebook in the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. I'm there in the chat and probably chatting too much, but it's super fun. When you were reading that I found the pamphlet on palmistry in my grandparents' attic, I joked by saying, I came out of the attic, as opposed to coming out of the closet. And it makes me laugh every time. Many of us have found, the origin story of where someone discovered what clicked with them, what stuck with them, you know, wherever they found, they saw a sign, they saw a poster, they read a pamphlet, they saw an episode of, Beyond or something. And, you know, there's all these things that make these impressions on us when we're kids. And sometimes some of those things stick.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that we kind of know everything there is when we're kids, and then we kind of forget as we get adults. So we have to kind of always keep alive that magic that we had when we were kids where there was synchronicity and it talked to us.
Yes. I think that's key. One of the reasons I like hanging out with folks who are in the metaphysical arena is because there is a sense of childlike wonder when we're doing whatever the modality is. We're channeling and doing angelic channeling. We're doing crystal healing or working with a crystal. We are just grounding and centering. We're just managing our energy or doing energy healing. When we're connecting or channeling with, star seeds or with extraterrestrial beings, whatever the modality is, and then something clicks or there's some amazing, like delight in discovering what I was channeling was actually exactly what this person experienced or was so resonant with what that person was doing. And that is why I think that I wonder if we don't all just love that childlike wonder and curiosity on how these things can happen, and it keeps us young and vibrant and excited. That's one of the reasons I love this community, is I think we share that type of childlike wonder so often.
Definitely. Well, it's definitely my beauty secret. You know, if I can find something that amazes me every day, you know, and approach every day like, you know, whoa, what am I going to find today? I mean, I think it's, it keeps us, you know, keeps us looking great and feeling great.
I 100% agree with you. I think that's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yep.
So cool.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I always, when I start my show with my guests, I always, because this show is about magic, so I always, the question that I ask first is, how do you bring magic into your life? How do you bring magic into your life? I think we're already touching on it, but let's keep going with that topic.
Yeah, how do I bring magic into my life? Well, I do live a magical lifestyle, and that is part of the spiritual practice that I have. And what that means is everything, it's exactly what we were just talking about, but sort of amped up a little bit. Everything we do can be magical. It can be, you know, we look at everything and it's just vibration. It's matter vibrating and energy vibrating in different ways to create the illusion of matter. And that means we have amazing power and an agency in the world to really create our reality, create our perceptions, and to, you know, have the world be a beautiful and wonderful place, even when things aren't going our way. So I think that's part of the magical lifestyle that I like to adopt. And I want to make a distinction that it isn't a toxic positivity approach, that everything has to always be wonderful and positive or I'm not doing it right. Rather, it's a balance of understanding that even my anger and my frustration can be utilized in positive ways, that or in ways that are aligned with my will, that are aligned with what where I want to go and what I want to do. And I think it's a really, you know, for me, that's really an important aspect. I and my group, my spiritual practice, we define magic as the ability to shape reality to our will. And that's what, you know, we practice and do every day and all the time. So living a magical lifestyle, that's kind of what I would say about that. But I'm curious what your thoughts are, Sharona.
Well, I definitely agree with you. And I like that you don't shy away from saying, hey, you know, sometimes there's some, you know, not so nice stuff that comes into our life where we get driven off course from what we're reaching for. I mean, for me, one of the things that I love to do is sail. And I think our life is like we're always, you know, in the flow of the universe, but you have to, you know, do things with your sail, like if you're like going off course, but kind of you might go off course and find something that's really cool. I mean, that's kind of in a way how they discovered America or whatever. So, you know, go with even if it doesn't seem like it's going right, but know that you can shift your sail with the wind and, you know, get back on course and
that's
achieve
right.
that balance.
I think about, in a similar way, I think about it as weightlifting. You know, if we were to shy away from everything that we label as challenging or negative, we would never build muscle. We would never rip. I mean, think about what it is to lift weights and build muscle. You are tearing at your muscle fiber. You're ripping apart your muscle fibers. How can you do that horrible, cruel thing? You're lifting that heavy weight and sweating and blah. You know what? Difficult things in life can be seen as spiritual weightlifting. how, what an amazing way to look at things. Oh, I'm spiritually weightlifting today. Yeah, because my mother-in-law called or something, right? I mean, what a fantastic way to look at something is, this is my spiritual weightlifting and I'm here for it. And I want to lean into it and see, like, how can I do that? How can I, you know, really have this happen in my life?
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's sometimes when you do get driven off course that you discover cool things, because if everything just kind of, if we just, you know, were just in a tunnel where we were only going in, you know, one direction that we thought that that was where we were to go, I mean, that would be really boring. I mean, wants to be in a tunnel? Yeah.
Yeah. So people who misapply the sort of, I think it's a misapplication of abundance or of the law of attraction, is to be totally like always happy, or this sort of idea of toxic positivity. I think that that does a disservice to, you know, the fascinating, you know, facets, all the facets of our existence. And I think that it's worth, you know, owning our experience and also being open to things that we think are negative or that, you know, bother us, and leaning into that and discovering more about it. So 100%, I think, you know, we're here to have a full experience from all aspects, not just the straight and narrow and easy positivity tunnel.
So true. And it's cool that, you know, if we do have the power. I think perhaps the greatest thing that we have as humans is we can change. You know, I think that might be the gift that sets us apart. I mean, like, from, you know, the other creatures and things that are on Earth, is we can do that. Or, you know, change is simply, you can change the way you think about it, you know?
Right. You know, we can change. You know, we can transform our thinking and our reality in a really profound ways. 100%, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's suddenly, it's, you know, it's such a, you know, we, you know, like, we are such cool creatures. You know, I always like go back to the tarot cards and the Fool card. And someone said, you know, that's us. You know, we're like kind of vehicles for divinity or cosmic, you know, God consciousness is kind of riding around in our vehicle, which is us. And this great energy experiences its great creation through us.
Yeah.
But we're also, because we're part of it, we're also creating it too, which is kind of like, whoa. So, you know, I am a vehicle for divine spirit who creates this and creates me, but because I'm part of it, I can also do this too. You know, it's kind of a wild thing when I when that suddenly, you know, knocked me on the side of the head. I go, whoop. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you're so really passionate about what you do. So tell me some more about palm reading. Wow. I know I got some questions, but let's get started.
Yeah. So palmistry is, you know, being able to look at the lines and features and the musculoskeletal development of someone's hands, and from looking at their hands, understand things about them that may not be revealed consciously or on the surface. So much like how one might use the tarot cards to dip into our unconscious and our interpretations of the symbolism that's there, and also to access the metaphysical or spiritual information that might be channeled through the cards, palm reading does something similar, where we there are standards that are assigned meanings to the different features of the palm. And an experienced reader can look at those features of your hand and tell you a lot about yourself. Now, what's cool about the hand is that it is part of your body. It's an intimate and amazing part of the human body. In fact, everything you're doing with your hands. As you're cupping your palm over your mouse and commenting and chatting on the Facebook, as you're on the computer with your hands poised over the keyboard, as you're, you know, knitting or crocheting or fiddling with your hands, they're always in motion. They're always active. So your hands end up being this sort of archaeological dig, a little bit of a sort of ethnographic perspective of you as a human, from the calluses on your hands to the scars on your hands and to the way that the lines have formed in between the muscles and how they attach to the connective tissue underneath. So you just have a lot of this, like the hands transmit a tremendous amount of information. People say that the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I think the hands are some other, like, partition, are like the door to the soul. There's some sort of, like, way to see into a human being. So I've been fascinated with palmistry since I found that pamphlet in my grandparents' attic at age 11, and have been reading palms professionally since I was 16 years old, and have just discovered that I've discovered a way and a method that's highly effective and accurate and meaningful and able to reveal people's highest and most amazing divine self. So that's why I named, you know, what I do, the Divine Hand Method, because I think it really does. It is another way to access hidden wisdom, and it is another way to help us see our inherent divinity. It's kind of a long answer.
No, that explains a lot. Now, I'm looking at my hands right now.
Of course, everyone is probably looking at their hands.
That's the great thing about this, you know, like, I mean, I always have my tarot cards in my pocket, but hey, this is even better than carrying something in your pocket. It's right there.
Yeah.
Now, my left hand and my right hand, they look a little different. So do you look at both hands when you do a reading? You know, tell me a little something about that, how that works.
Absolutely. When I do a reading, I'm looking at both of your hands. The right hand, even if you're left-handed, the right hand represents you in the world. It's sort of like how astrologers would look at your sun sign, right? How you present to the world. The right hand displays your personality traits and your unconscious motivations and spiritual information about you for instance, your work or in the public eye and what you're doing outwardly. Your left hand, even if you're left-handed or right-handed, doesn't matter. Your left hand represents your inner self, the internal workings. Also, your relationships and your motivations with people in your family, whether it's chosen family or biological family, your left hand reveals all kinds of information about your inner self and your family life. And so that's the difference between the right hand and the left hand. It's probably the most common question I get is, which hand do you read? And of course, I always say both. I read both of your hands. And it's amazing to see. Some people will have a feature on their right hand, and they have a much different looking feature on the left hand. And so I can tell that, oh, well, that's something going on with this person in their professional or their outward life. Perhaps they're on a volunteer board for a nonprofit. That's where that might show up. They don't have to be necessarily working, or how they interact with the public. But then when they interact with family, it would be different. And they have a different set of you know, even karmic information with their family life. So it's really cool to see that kind of thing.
Wow. That's really amazing. Now, does the lines in your hands change? You know, we were talking about magic has changed.
They do. They change all the time. So let's give an example. Sharona, you have decided one day you woke up, you saw the light, and you said, you know, I have been this fashionista, this successful metaphysical and artist and, you know, person. But you know what? I really want to get back into the dirt, back into like something really grounded. So I'm going to learn how to be a bricklayer in New York City, in Manhattan. I'm going to be a Manhattan bricklayer. Can you imagine? Okay. If you did that, if you chose to start learning the trade of brick, of, you know, mason, becoming a mason and doing bricklaying, your hands would change. You would have to change that manicure of yours, and your hands would become...
I was going to say the nails would have to go.
The nails would have to go, yes. I've seen your nails. They're fantastic. The nails would have to go. You would do them differently. Maybe you would be like, yes, I lay bricks with these nails, looking at the man who was challenging you to even ask such a thing. But your hands would change. They would become more calloused as you handle those bricks. They would become stronger. Your hands would transform, right? Now, I don't see you doing that necessarily, but I'm just giving that as a silly and hilarious example of Sharona.
Well,
the,
I think I would be doing
manicured.
It with nails, with red nails and
you
high
would.
Heels.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
I would be out there doing it that way.
You'd be bringing some glamour to the art. Yeah, some glamour
exactly.
to the art of bricklaying. Mm-hmm. So this would be, you know, this is what happens is your hands change based on what you do. Now, let's talk about it from a metaphysical perspective. If a bee were to get into your bonnet, Sharona, that such that you actually did decide to become a bricklayer, you know that there's something metaphysical that's also going on. Well, those things, all the second law of hermetics, all is one, right? Everything is everything. If you change your career, there's also an associated change and shift in your spiritual being, in your spiritual life. You can see it in your astrology chart. You can certainly see it in your hands. So, of course, this would show up spiritually in your hands, and I would be able to see that. And this is where it's very, very helpful for people. Some of the myths of palmistry that I'll just dispel right now because I can sense that there's some questions about it. Palmistry shows, and everyone can say this, palmistry shows patterns, not predictions. So the patterns that show up on your hand help people understand their likely future based on what they're doing and what's happening now. It doesn't set in stone what will happen in the future. So that I just want to dispel that myth. People think, oh, I'm afraid of palmistry because it will tell me when I'm going to die. And, of course, it does not tell you when you're going to die.
Yeah.
It tells you the patterns that are at play right now in your life.
Yeah, that's kind of like tarot. I always tell people that if you're going to come to me for a reading, the only reason really to do it is to look at tarot as being like a GPS system that, you know,
yeah.
if I see something – I'm going to, you know, warn you. So don't even be afraid if, you know, the tower card or whatever comes up, because now you know. So now you
yeah.
can. So it's almost like I laugh because people go, oh, I want to, I hope you're just seeing good things in my cards. And I go, yeah. But you also should want to see, you know, we're doing a scan. So if, you know, you're driving along in your car and your GPS says the bridge is out, I can, you know, let you know that you have a choice of backing up. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah. Deciding what bridge to take to get to Long Island from Manhattan is definitely something that I want my GPS to help me with. And that's a lot like the
exactly.
readings we give, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you should never be ever be afraid to do this because, you know, this is a tool that can help you, and we have
That's right.
the opportunity to change stuff. I mean, like, it's, to me, you know, I don't like to use the word fortune telling. It's fortune creating. You know, we don't predict. We give you the tool that you can create. And, you know, who I know for me, I would never want to do something where someone would say, hey, this is what's going to happen on, you know, this date, yada, yada. I'm going like, no. I mean, well, hey, I'm an Aries. You're an Aries, too. We have to.
Aries unite, yeah. And, I mean, maybe somebody has
Aries
that gift. I mean, I don't want to, like, shy away from the fact that there are some people, I believe, because I've had some extraordinary experiences. I think there are some people that may have the gift of clairvoyance such that they see a date and a prediction or something like that. There could be people out there with that gift. And because I've had some of the experiences I've had, I have to put that in the realm of possibility. I also need to say, I don't have that gift. That's not my gift. My gift is palmistry, and it is a combination of experience in seeing thousands upon thousands of people's hands and my experience and lifelong work in the magical field of managing energy and psychic development and all that. So those two things come together, and that's what I'm able to offer people. And if folks are looking for some sort of, you know, and very few people I think are looking for this, certainly not people that, you know, no one listening. But I think that there are some folks that are looking for, like, when am I going to get rich and when am I going to get this job and what's the date and time of XYZ? So, you know, I encourage people, if you're looking for a reader like that, to try to find them. But that's not something that most of us readers, and I don't really think that's how psychic work or psychic readings actually work most of the time. But I put it out there that, some people may have that gift.
Oh, definitely. And sometimes it's the person themselves. If you're asking me, you know, is my man cheating on me? And you're coming to me for a reading, you might need to listen to your own intuition too, you know.
Yeah, or listen to that question. If you're having the question, maybe listen to the question. What is that telling you about why you would ask that? That said, I have seen that in people's hands where I've seen, like, I've often, and I don't read other people. So if I'm looking at your hands, Sharona, I can't tell you about your children or your lovers or your exes or your, you know, anyone. I can only tell you about you. So I've certainly had people that have come to me for a palm reading, and then I've looked at their hands, and then I've been able to look at them and say, I think you're having an affair just between us. I think you're having an affair. And they're like, I am. You know, and that's fascinating to them, be able to navigate. I don't have judgment about someone having an affair necessarily. I mean, if some people break their, people are just, you know, they may have different arrangements in their marriage or something, but it's a great sort of thing to then be able to talk about and to say, okay, well, how does that work? And what is your agreement? And are you functioning in integrity or out of integrity? And how do, you know, what do you want to do with that? And it's a productive conversation. And I think that's something else that's important is no judgment. Like, I live a very interesting and alternative lifestyle out here on the left coast, right? And in Seattle. And I certainly have no place to judge what people are going through, how they're dealing with life. I'm here to help and to be a humble servant, a humble practitioner, humbly of service for them to find their own divine path. So strive to do that.
I definitely agree with that. Well, I mean, I think it's, even if with ourselves, it's the judgment that gets in the way. You know, that's a tough word. So
it's one of the first things that we teach with psychic development is how do we get out of our own way? How do we get the judgment out of the way? So psychic development and learning psychic development is such a hugely important thing. So I stepped over what you were asking me, though. Go ahead.
Okay. What was I? Sometimes I think I have a bunch of squirrels running around in my head. So I got to think, what was I going to say?
That's so cute.
I think what I was going to say that, you know, judgment's a weird thing because as we evolve, I find my judgment changes anyway. So my how I might look at something now, tomorrow there might be things that I incorporate into who I am that just go, hey, I kind of see that a little bit differently, and I think that's all part of that thing about being childlike and magical, that, judgment. Okay, what you judge today, you might think a little differently. So just be open to that, unless it's something that's really so freaking awful, then you got to say no.
Right. And I
I'm
think
not going to do that,
between...
or I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a distinction between judgment judgment as the tarot card, which I think of a word that maybe has different connotations than judgment, is discernment.
Yeah.
How do we have
exactly.
wonderful ability to discern and to have discernment around what is boon to us and what is bane for us, right? And that is something that I think is a really important distinction from judgmentalism. Now, if I look at the judgment card, I think the judgment card really is transmitting the energy of discerning and discernment and judgment from that sort of like more ethical, higher, if you will, type of place, as opposed to being judgmental or prejudiced or, off the cuff.
Exactly.
So I love the idea of discernment. Yeah. Oh, and in the chat
that's
on Facebook,
a great word.
Janelle is like, oh yes, love discernment. So thank you for chatting in the Facebook group. That's awesome.
Hi, Janelle. So we've kind of pretty much so covered who your ideal client is. It's really anyone, but maybe you can do you have any success stories that you can tell us about?
Oh my gosh.
What has happened to people after they've had a palm reading?
Yeah. I have one that I haven't really talked about much, which is, I was at this corporate event. I was hired for a really fancy private members only club in Seattle. And they have this super fancy, it's a dining club or a private club that, as people have them. And this one's downtown, and the event coordinator just one year was looking for their New Year's Eve party. She hired a few tarot readers and me as a palm reader. And so I was just there at their, and usually they're hosting events for other companies, like a big company, a real estate agency or law firm would the CEO would be a member, and they would have their corporate party at this, club, right? Well, on New Year's, they have their own corporate party for the members. And so I was hired as part of the entertainment. And of course, part of that was I got on really well with the event coordinator. And so I was looking at her. And so I arranged, I'm like, well, I'll give you a little trial run since you hired me. I'll give you a thank you as a palm reading, right? So before everything started, I arrived early and I gave her this amazing palm reading. It wasn't that amazing to me, but it was definitely my style, which is I'm an Aries, like we've mentioned before, and I am going to love you, and I'm also going to offer you the weights for some spiritual weightlifting during your reading. Like, you'll often have some people get some truth talking, a little bit of spiritual, encouragement to, kick some butt. And that came through very clearly. I'm like, okay, your marriage is in trouble. And, she's like, yes, because he's such a pain in the ass and he doesn't do this and he does do this and blah, 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 blah. And I just had this amazing realization where I said, I think it's you. And she was like, what? I'm like, if you look at your hand, you are supposed to be with this person. Like, this person is ticking all the boxes for me energetically on your palm. And you have gotten yourself into a cycle of negativity with this person, and I would invite you to maybe heal that relationship before you break up with him and see if that could work. That's what I said to her. Now, of course, whether a client does that or not is not up to me, right? That's just what the palm reader said. Mm-hmm. But she hired me for a summer event and made a point of coming up to me and said, "Jim, you saved my marriage." And I was
awesome.
Gobsmacked. I thought, what? No, I did not save her marriage. She saved her marriage because she was willing to look at what was there on her hand and make a difference in her own life. And it was phenomenal. I just felt so overjoyed. And to this day, she still hires me and she still says that I saved her marriage. And I still say, no, you saved your marriage. And what's fantastic is she's just a delight. I just love that. I love that here's a person that's delightful to be around because she's found some spiritual healing and growth from that experience. I'm humbled and so grateful for that. And exactly, she was open and receptive to the message. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm responding to the chat in the Facebook group, and that's what Janelle just typed, and that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. I know that a lot of our listeners are going to want to work with you and find you. How can they find you, James? Where I know that we did put up your website, but you might want to give that out again, and because I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to tune in to you.
Yeah, I'm easy to find. I'm in Seattle. I'm a palm reader. So if you just want to Google search Seattle palm reader, that's really easy to find me because I'm number one on Google. You can also go to my website, which is thedivinehand.com. And from thedivinehand.com, you can book a session. You can also take one of my free courses. I have a free class on that dispels the negativity bias in palm reading. It's a really fantastic class. We talk a little bit about the neurobiology of negativity bias in humans, how it shows up in the hands. It's a 17-minute class. It's video. It's totally free. I have several other classes that are about to be on offer. So you can learn a little bit about yourself, learn a little bit about palmistry, and you can book a session. And I do hour-long first-time clients. I do an hour, 50-minute session, and it's just fantastic. And you walk away with a recording of the Zoom and that you can listen to or watch in the future. It's just really fantastic. Clients have said that the recording is really wonderful to read or to watch or to listen to in the future. So it's a lot of fun. Of course,
indeed.
If you want to find me on social media, the social media that I prefer is not Facebook, it's Instagram. So if you go to Instagram and find me at Divine Hand Jim, and remember, Divine is spelled D-I-V-I-N-E, Divine Hand Jim on Instagram, oh my gosh, I'm basically teaching you my method of palmistry one post at a time. So definitely find me there. It's a lot of fun. We laugh a lot and really have a fabulous Instagram community.
Oh, well, I'm there.
I love your, because
you do a lot of really wonderful Instagram interviews, you know, that you, you know, where, yeah, on like radio, we can see your beautiful face in person. And, you just such a great show. But you know what? I'm getting questions. Someone just texts me. Okay, like say if someone wants to, from a distance, is there a way that you can read their palm? I mean, can you take a picture of your hand? I mean, could you do that too? You know, with you're
there's
in Seattle and I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read people's palms across the world. And it's the magic of Zoom and video conferencing and your own. Everyone has this amazing camera right in their pocket with their cell phone. So with six photographs of your hands, we have an amazing palm reading. And so we read from photographs. And all of the reviews that are both on my Facebook page and on Google, all of those reviews are, well, most of them, all but like three of them, are post-pandemic, are in the pandemic video readings. And they're live. We meet
wow.
together. It's an amazing experience. So you can read those reviews and know that every one of them was an amazing experience that was done over Zoom. So I highly recommend people to, you know, take advantage of it. It's a lot cheaper than flying me out to your location. I will tell you that. And it's deeply, deeply meaningful, right? Although
yeah.
the next I do also let people know when I'm in different places. So when I travel, I do travel across the country, and I love reading people's hands in person. So people can get their hands read in person as I travel to, and I currently have travel plans that I haven't yet posted, but I'm previewing it here. I will be in New Orleans in August. I will be
in
the I'll be in the Cleveland area near the 4th of July, and I will be in Palm Springs in May. So if people are in any of those three places, they can certainly email me, and we can see about arranging an in-person reading as well. I can't wait to go to New York and
really
read
awesome.
Your hands and everyone else in New York.
Well, New York is waiting for you. And the great thing is we're all, you know, it's the city is opening up. You know, everyone's getting their shots. You know, they're getting, you know, vaccinated. And but still, we're still wearing our chic mask. In fact, I was laughing with a friend saying, I'm kind of getting used to this mask thing, you know. It's kind of like you can, I just have to worry about, you know, doing my eye makeup or putting on sunglasses. But, well, you have to let me know when you come to New York.
I will, Sharon. That'd be fun. Yes.
So let's see. Before we start taking, I know there's we've got a lineup of people who wanna talk to us, but So I won't be able to get to everyone who called in because you know we do have to. We have other things going on today, but I did want to touch on. Tonight is a special night because we have a new moon in Aries. And, hey, we're talking to two Aries. And I think it's such a, you know, if you want to set some intentions and everything, this is a really powerful one, you know?
Well, and it's not just the new moon that's in Aries. The sun is in Aries. Mercury is in Aries. Venus is in Aries. Chiron is in Aries. We have a stellium of four planets and one asteroid that are all in Aries at the same time. The other thing that's happening today in the stars is there are a predominant number. There are no oppositions in the sky. Everything is on one side of the zodiac wheel. So there are like five square aspects today. Everything else is trine, sextile, and conjunct. And so astrologers look at trine aspect and conjunct and sextile aspect as highly, highly favorable. So we have this overwhelmingly favorable aspected chart with a stellium, which means a collection of planets in Aries, in the 11th house, which is how we show up in the world. This is an amazing, amazing moment, people, to do work around our intention. You better believe I have got some work that I'm going to start today at a particular time in this energy. The energy of our astrology right now cannot be understated. It is absolutely worth jumping on that horse.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you know, how everything is synchronicity. I'm so glad that you and I, the two Aries, are, you know, talking about this and we're putting that out to our listeners. I mean, how amazing is that? You know, and I didn't plan it. We really didn't plan it. But last night I started, you know, looking at everything and I go, whoa. You know, this is pretty cool stuff, You know, totally. We're being guided by some good energy, and we didn't even plan it. So, you know, that's where that synchronicity stuff comes in.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, shall we take a call?
Let's take calls. Oh, I'm excited to do it. Yes.
Yeah. I am going to go to caller area code 917. I think I know who this is, but I am clicking on, and the little wheel is turning around. Hello, caller 917. I don't want to give out your whole number. Hi, you're live on the air. Hello?
Is it me?
Are you there? Yeah, it's Hello? You. Hey, I know that voice.
Hi.
So give out your name and where you're calling from.
Well, this is Jay, and I'm in New Jersey. So...
Okay, awesome. From New Jersey. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes. So,
what's
I
your
mean,
question?
Well, you can't see my palm, but I'm open to any kind of messages or reading you can sense from my vibrational call. I don't know.
I wish I had that gift, well, but I don't have that gift, but maybe Sharona can help you.
Well, I can, you know, I can draw a card, and I kind of know who this is, but first of all, you have such great energy, my dear. You know, you with your energy, you attract a lot of good stuff. Do you want to just kind of pick a card, or do you have, like, kind of a question, too? I mean,
no, I'm just open and receptive. Just hit me.
Okay. Well, okay, you got some really awesome cards. What I'm getting is you are definitely in a reflective mood where you're trying to figure out what you want to manifest and create in your life, and you know you're tossing out a lot of ideas, and you know everything's saying you know, make a choice. But the great thing with you is, I mean, you're like, your thoughts definitely create. And there's just so many beautiful things that you're creating that I'm almost saying you need to go for them all. You know, you need to kind of put them in order that you want to go after them. But, I mean, you have so many possibilities out there. And and then you've got some other really awesome cards that I'm getting. You know, this is a major, this is going to be a major turning point for you right now. And, you know, an opportunity, you know, for so many good things that to come into your life. Yeah, I mean, is there something that you want to create or change so I can just kind of, both James and I can send some energy that way, because I'm just seeing that you have been thinking about this a lot, and there's something that you want to change and create, because you can do it. Don't be afraid.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I just do have a question for James. James, can you read your own palm, or somebody else has? Do you need an outside source to do that?
So that's a great question. I feel like I am very biased over my own life. So I'll look at my hand and I'll just say the same thing I say whether I'm looking at myself in the mirror or looking at my palm, where I'll be like, Jim, get your butt in gear and do the thing. So it's really helpful for readers to get an outside perspective. That's the whole reason, is I know what I'm going to say to myself, right? Now, sometimes I look at my hand and I'm like, oh, look at what I'm doing with my one finger. That's interesting. But for the most part, it's been the people that I've trained. It's been my former apprentices and other people that I trust to give me readings that have been really, really helpful. And this is also why it's hard for me to read my husband's palm, because – I know him, and you know how that's going to come off. When I read his palm, I'm going to be like, honey, you need to be doing blah, 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 which is the same thing that I say, whether I'm just telling him you need to do blah, blah, blah. So Right. I think it's better for most readers to get someone who is more outside of their circle a little bit, or
right.
who can have more of that unbiased. A friend can do that. You know how your friends will tell you, you know, girl, you got to get your stuff together, right? And it comes off differently than like a spouse or somebody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or like your mom. If your mom gives you advice, you're like, oh, there she goes again.
And then they look at you and it's like, I've been telling you this for like years now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when you hear your mom's advice from a tarot reader that doesn't even know you, then it makes a difference. And that'll piss your mom off too. It pisses my mom off. She's like, boy, I've been telling you that for decades.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for calling in. It's so fun to chat with you.
Thanks for calling in. And honey, you got such great energy. You can attract what you want like a magnet. You really can.
I'm working on it.
And there's a lot you're putting out there. And for some people, I'll say, you know, you can't have it all. You can have it all. So don't.
Okay.
You're capable of doing that.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love ya.
Goodbye. Love ya.
Love ya. So we're going to put that call back in so that she can continue to listen in. And you know what I got to do, or the everyone else on the radio network is gonna get mad at me. I gotta mention what's coming up this week. Tomorrow, Monday, April the 12th. Boy, this year is really flying by. At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And keep in mind, wherever you are, you can go in and look at your time. So, you know, check out what the time is by you. There'll be a show called The Wisdom of the Soul Show with host Janice Fuge. So you can tune into that when it's on. And remember, everything that we do tape it. And it goes into the archives, so you can go back. Like if there was something like with today's show that you want to go back and revisit, you can do that too. So that's for tomorrow, Monday, April the 12th. And then on Wednesday, April 14th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, or whatever the time is by you, just go in there and, you know, do the time conversion. There is the Compassionate Light and Healing Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. And that's just a really cool show. She also, what I love is she can get you a message from your angels. And I always like to remind people that I will be back always on the fourth Sunday of the month. So that'll be this month. That'll be Sunday, April the 25th. And, of course, it'll be on the same time that I'm on now, same time, same station. And I'll be talking more about how to create your own future, you know, how to do a little bit of magic. So I've got that out of the way. So I think we can probably, Jim, I think we can take probably another couple of phone calls. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, this one I know is a looks like a Skype call because it's 1111111. So hi, I'm bringing you in. Oh, you're coming in even though the wheel is still turning on the switchboard. Just give it a minute. Hey, how you doing? What is your name? And I didn't catch your name. Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, Melissa,
hi.
Arizona.
Hey,
hi, Melissa.
All the way from it. How you doing there? Are you enjoying our show?
Oh, yes. I'm going to re-listen to it, and I'm definitely getting to Instagram with you, sir, because I've been trying to do palm reading for my own self, and it's kind of difficult, but you make it sound so simple, and I was able to understand. Thank you for coming to the show and taking my call. It's awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, palmistry.
Yes.
I do teach palmistry, and I would love for people to learn my method.
Really?
I think it's important to change the way that palmistry is done in the world. So fantastic. Yeah. What can I answer for you? I'm so curious. What do you want to know about?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, can I ask a question about my personal love life?
Well, since I can't see your palm, I can't really do personal readings. I can't. Sharona, on the other hand, can probably pull a card for you or do something, but obviously on the radio.
Well,
but I could answer a general question about palmistry or how you might read love in the hand.
Okay. I'd like to know where the love line is, and Sharona can answer me, like, if I'm having a relationship coming in soon into my life, and if I... If it's that gentleman that I'm thinking of, he's polite. It's been going slowly.
I'm going to let Sharona respond to that one with her read.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always say when it comes to love, we always have love coming into our life. So, if it's not that particular person. There's going to be someone else, not to get too attached to any particular person. Now, I can just tell you what the cards are saying, but remember what we said earlier, you can change this, okay? What I do is I kind of throw out there, what the cards are saying, and then you get your message from it. Okay, so what I'm seeing around this person is they have a lot going on in their life. There's a lot of, their attention is being drawn in all different directions. And this is not something that is an easy thing for you to cope with. I honestly think, this is a person that's out there, but there's so much more out there for you. And not, as I said earlier, not to get attached to this particular individual. It's not because, gosh, you've got a lot of good, good people surrounding you. Is that resonating with you, my dear?
Yes, I'm picky, so if he is interested, I take into consideration that it starts as a friendship, and then it moves forward,
I'm getting that his mind is in all different directions. I don't think that, when you say he's interested, but he's interested in a lot of, there's a lot going on there.
That is very true.
Yeah, and the whole thing, the only thing that you have control over is how you're going to, take that information. It might be cool that he has a lot of interests and not particularly pinpointed in, to you. And what I'm saying, there are people and possibilities out there that would be closer to what you are personally wanting to see right now. So if you don't mind that, he has a lot of interest, then, he can be a friend. But, you're going to have to compete with a lot of things that are going on with him. James, I think of you as being kind of like a magic, you're into magic and helping people. Are you picking up anything? Not with seeing her palm, but what are your feelings?
Well, I will say that if you have a lust for results, you are going to, not you, but anytime we have a lust for results, I want to be in love with this particular person, come hell or high water, even though they're already in other relationships, even though they don't necessarily give me all the signals. That's a sign that it's not for you. That's a sign that a lust for results, it totally messes up the energy. And so I always advise people, put the spell for love is on yourself. Am I lovable? Am I feeling worthy of love? That allows the person who loves you to show up for you. And if it's only outward, if you're just obsessing over some other person and you are like, no, I know that person is the right person, that's going to mess it up because you're totally like focused on a lust for results rather than on how can I create the most amazing and beautiful love for my life. Everybody who's been in a successful long-term relationship, me included, knows that love will occur and can occur when we're open and when we love ourselves. So that's what I say about love. And the palm shows us the pattern with which we do that. Tough.
That was very deep. I just took a deep breath. So spontaneously, it came in deep. I feel love. I feel love around him. I feel beautiful around him, and I haven't felt that almost 10 years.
Yeah,
that is the truth.
If the fear is because you don't feel lovable, then that's the experience of fear in the Jewish tradition. That's called yirah, which is the presence of the divine, the fear in the face of the angels. If you're having fear that is a negative fear, like you're afraid that this person's going to break your heart because this person isn't really, you know, somewhere in your mind it isn't the right person, then that's in the Jewish tradition known as pashad, which is the fear, valid fear that's keeping you safe. So you get to have discernment around whether you're feeling the yirah, the divine fear of something majestic, or whether you're feeling pashad, which is the fear that's meant to protect you. So I'd highly recommend you have that discernment and know that you hear this from spirit. You are lovable. You are worthy of a healthy, beautiful relationship. You do not need to settle. It does not need to be a struggle. It doesn't need to be a struggle in the wrong ways. You can be open to a fabulous love relationship by knowing that you are worthy of love. And walk with your head high and be lovable.
I just took a deep breath in. I won't contact you for a class. I feel the universe communicating with me. It's so strong.
Great.
Good enlightenment. That is beautiful to talk to you.
Yeah, you're worthy of it. I want you to have an amazing love in your life, and I don't want you to be hogtied by thinking that maybe one person might be the person, and rather know that you're worthy of love. So that's really the big message. Thank you for calling in, too. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. And
thank you.
Thank you for calling in. The cards that I'm getting for you, I'm seeing there's something so wonderful out there for you that you're going to wonder why you kind of got, attached to this one particular source or person. And
for sure.
Just to kind of let that, you don't want to give your power over to one source or one person because that kind of closes down the flow. And you've got some good stuff that can come your way and, let it flow in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. We love ya. Okay.
I feel it.
Yay.
Yeah, we feel it too. Like, just open up your beautiful heart. I know I just see such good things for you. Hang in there. Okay. Well, James, I'm looking at the clock, and we're going to be running out of that magical tape that tapes the show. So it's time for us to start wrapping
winding
up things.
It down.
If we were watching
Lawrence Welk, would we start hearing that song? Remember Lawrence
Welk? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play music. There's a button I push, and you'll hear the music that comes on for this show. But I know that you and I, we have to start doing our new moon in Aries work. So,
oh, yes.
You know, we need to do that. So what I want to tell everyone is when I'll be back, before when I'll say when I'm going to be back, hey, James, put it out. Where can we find you again?
You can find me on social media on Instagram at Divine Hand Gym. Again, that's spelled D-I-V-I-N-E. You can find me online at thedivinehand.com. And the coolest thing you can do is subscribe to my email newsletter. My email list is just sent just the right amount of times, only twice a month. I don't inundate you with emails, and what you get is modern mudras. Did you know you can position your hands in certain ways to create an energetic and psychological vibration around your body? It is totally amazing, and I share those with you in my newsletter. So I highly recommend you subscribe to my email list and check me out online. There's free stuff, and there's my online profile. I love to interact with people. I answer every comment. Join me, and let's have some fun with your hands.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, those, the how do you say it, mudras? You know, they're so,
yeah.
Looking at a picture of Buddha, and he's doing it, and when you think of all these masters, they're doing things with their hands.
Yeah, the mudras
so,
are amazing,
hey.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, it changes the flow of energy in the body, and you might as well choose ones that work for you. So, once again, I'll be back on April the 25th, same time, same station. Oh, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on psychictalk.net. There's a little web page there for me where you can, write in any question that you might have. My email is there, or even book a reading, or you can even put in there if you'd like to be on this show. You know, where I'm always looking for beautiful people, fabulous people to have on the show. So definitely check that out. So this is your magic mama, your spiritual fashionista. One day I have to tell you the story how I got the name spiritual fashionista.
I can't wait to hear it.
But well, it kind of has to do with, a lot of what I created as far as, fashion and, fashion accessories was around my spiritual practice. Like, I always got answers that way. Yeah, because the spirit, it's funny, whatever you call it, angels or whatever, if you put a question out there, they're going to get back to you, and you can get a lot of good advice. You're not alone. So, everyone, I just want to thank you, the fabulous James Divine, and, I want to thank each and every one of you, my listeners, for joining me here today. I wouldn't have a show without you. You're all part of my little fabulous tribe, and I always like to leave by saying something which I think will help you, and that is, I always say, focus on what is positive in your life, okay? Because that creates a blueprint that will attract to you more of that. Remember, it's like kind of like the universe is like going into a restaurant. You want to put out there and order what you want, and you want to focus on that because it creates a blueprint, a template that you will, get more of these situations. That and I want you to keep your energy and your vibrations high. I want you to laugh a lot because when you laugh, hey, that's when the magic happens. That's when the fear dissipates. Right, James? Laughter
Absolutely.
Is everything.
Oh, my gosh. And you can see that's at play with you. You've surrounded yourself with beauty. And look at all the beautiful people that have shown up in your life. And it is so fun to hang out with you. I had a blast today on this radio show, and I hope to come back again.
Oh, you will. You're part of the family now. So keep your energy high and your vibrations high. And as I always say, thank you all. Thank you. Thank you so much, James. And I should say, like, should I say good night?
Thank you, night, and night. Good night.
And good night.
Yes, well, thanks for having
and,
me. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah,
thank you.
Goodbye, everyone. And I'm wishing you countless blessings and good energy. And I want you to know I love you all. And here comes that music.
Sharona, are we still there?
We're still there, but I'm ending the episode. So you can thank you so much.